live from Indianapolis, Indiana. Welcome to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show, presented by Scott K. Nichols and State Farm Insurance. And now, here's your hosts, Brandon Reif and Jonathan Birdsong.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Crossroads Sports Radio, episode number 250. I'm your host, Brandon Reif. I'll be joined momentarily by my co-host, Jonathan Birdsong. We got a mini show this evening, mini show, about 45 minutes long. We are going to be talking NBA, a little bit of news from the NBA. We've got college basketball, women's and men's Final Fours are both complete. Those are a wrap. We've got some news and notes from the NFL. It was WrestleMania weekend this past weekend. So we'll talk shortly a little about that. Take a couple calls as well. Hope everybody's doing all right. Like I said, episode number 250, big show. We are just in the point where we're wrapping up the Final Four. We've got the Masters this weekend down in Augusta. I'm pretty hyped with that. Like there's some golfers I like for some picks there. Then we dive right into baseball season. Major League Baseball season just started back last Thursday. So already off and running in there. Some surprise teams doing well, and there are some teams that are not doing so well that are supposed to early in the season. But 162 game season, plenty of opportunity for those changes to be made. And I got my co-host here, Jonathan Birdsong, JB. Welcome back, my man.
Man, Brandon, what was the worst bad year we had? 2020, man.
Yeah.
2023 is the kick in the nuts. Put it plainly, man. I'm sure to go. We'll go over to the particulars. Everybody knows I'm Jonathan Birdsong, and I'm missing my dog. If anybody doesn't know. But we'll get into that. I'm not trying to hijack the show or nothing, Brandon. But you know,
no, you're good. I've already went through the rundown and all that stuff. So welcome aboard.
I was actually the last caller to JMB. I was trying to call in the JMB show, and I was the last caller. Reggie, man, God bless Reggie. His soul, man. He was up here taking so much time, and then I heard JMB music kind of come in. I just hung up, man, because I just assumed he was going to hung up. But like he's like, go ahead, Jonathan. I didn't get to go, man. But no, man. If you live in the Indianapolis area. The 46218 area. I lost my dog. I'm looking for him. His name is Dude. He's a black poodle mix. And there's a reward for him. You just call me, Jonathan Birdsong, at my home phone number. You can find me on Facebook. It's on there. And I'm not gonna put it on the show, man. Cause like, dude, Brandon, this has been a hot mess, man. People have been robocalling me or robotexting.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you about that. People are robocalling you about it.
Yeah, man, tell me they got the dog. They don't scam, like, once you give you, they basically your Google credentials, and they, you know, yeah, that kind of scam.
So wild. Like, who would do that type of, like, when you said that, I saw your message about that earlier, I said, we have some people trying to fake scam that they have a dog? I'm like, I didn't even know that was possible.
Yeah, unfortunately. So, but it is what it is, man, so. We're still looking for him, and when we find him, like I said, I'll be overjoyed and all those things, man. But, in between time, man, you know, let's talk a little sports tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Quick show this evening, 45 minutes or so. We've got NBA, Women's Final Four, Men's Final Four, and some news and notes. Masters this week, WrestleMania this past weekend. What's-his-face has Vince McMahon has killed the WWE once again. So we'll talk all that and shortly. Let's talk Final Four, Women's Final Four first. A lot of talk and a lot of controversy, I think, over a lot of BS nonsense. Honestly.
Oh, absolutely.
You've not seen it, you can't see me, and then her doing it, and the finger. It's sports, people. Quit trying to throw other stuff into it. Just relax. It's sports. I think the biggest problem I have with the entire Women's Final Four is Mrs. Are You Watching Me Instead of the Game, Kim Mulkey. You don't think that she wants all those stuff that she's wearing, that she wants it all about her? Man, I mean, she should. Anybody else would have touched a referee like that, they would have been teched. Just saying. That's my only beef.
Kim Mulkey is Bob Knight. you know what I'm saying, reincarnated on the sideline,
right?
Ain't she, man? Oh, my God. She's constantly on the refs. And, like, she's like, dude, I was like, coach's box. Don't you have to be over? Oh, you can't be on the floor, ma'am. This is a national championship game.
Right.
So, man, a lot of drama, man. And I think, Brandy, just because, you know what I'm saying, one team, I guess, predominantly from a white area, Iowa, where another team is, I guess, LSU. LSU, let's listen, ladies and gentlemen, LSU ain't an HBCU now, okay? Okay? So, but, like, I guess because they're led by Angel Reese, who, you know what I'm saying, feels like she speaks for, I mean, I don't know, man, she feels like she speaks for a generation of women, athletes that don't, that are unspoken for. I don't know. I don't know.
Which I don't think is the case.
I don't think this case. I mean, her story is her story, man. Because again, man, sometimes when I look at some of the other, like, man, she doesn't have, like, to compare, like, Boston, Aaliyah Boston. I know I jacked up her first name, but she's gonna be with the Fever, right? You know, we know this. You know what I'm saying? Because she declared she's the best player in college basketball. She's better than they blew out. That's the crazy thing, man. So, like, the next day, like, I know everybody was like, ah, man, congrats, you the chance, because you have that. That emotion that everybody says, I was with you. No, there ain't nobody else. But, like, you know, but, you know, that's a lot of talent on that LSU team. Technically, I would think they were definitely the top five team program this year. But, my goodness, they got rolled a couple months ago by South Carolina. So it was
right.
Kind of a – I mean, I'm not saying they were Cinderella slippers, that, you know, by any realm of the imagination, but they really wasn't supposed to be here. This is the South Carolina Invitational, ladies and gentlemen. And the hot, you know what I'm saying, you know – excuse me, the hot Iowa team came in, riding off, you know what I'm saying? Excuse me, a supremely hot Caitlin Clark, and here we are, man. So it is a lot of drama kind of coming into it. If you're a sports fanatic like you and I are, and most of the listeners listen to CrossFit Sports, you had to love it, you know what I'm saying? I don't necessarily get into the politics of it. I really don't, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times, you know, most people who are making it political, they just now come and tapping into it and not knowing, just now figuring out that Iowa and LSU are actually this damn good. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
It is what it is. You salute the champs. Kim Mulkey, you know what I'm saying? She's raising another title at another program. She's getting to that, you know what I'm saying, what you want to say, like rare air. In women's basketball, you know what I'm saying? Not necessarily how Geno did it, not necessarily how, you know what I'm saying, somebody else, you know what I'm saying, some of the other greats did it, but she's kind of carving her own way, man. And I know you know what I'm saying, me and Brandon said she's an irritant or whatever, but, you know what I'm saying, she definitely knows how to coach some basketball, right? So, you know what I'm saying? But here's the thing, though, Brandon, this is all coming back because these ladies aren't old enough to go to, I don't believe, to go to the NBA, excuse me, the WNBA. So this is all kind of coming back. And, like I said, there wasn't – I mean, women's college basketball won that night. That's what I would say, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. They got ratings, and that's what they wanted. So, it's – yeah, it was just good to see. And then, I don't know, like you said, I think there's just a lot of people that had no nonsense, no skin in the game, and then they see something and they jump on it. So, and they try to be the loudest. So, a.k.a. Jemele Hill. They commit. I mean, she already blocked. She's already blocked me, so I can't say anything to her. Josina Anderson and her, both of the two have blocked me. For some reason, they both have blocked me. So, I don't get it. I'll tell you what I do get, John. NCAA Men's Final Four this weekend. San Diego State with a buzzer beater on Saturday night. And then UConn just dominated Miami. Thought Florida Atlantic was going to be able to get it done to go to that championship game. And then Monday night, John, I caught half the game Monday, half the game, I think I watched more WrestleMania on Saturday night. And then Monday I watched some Raw, and then, yeah, just kind of hung out. I tuned into the game, and then I actually was working on a few things. The next thing I know, I was watching the final 5 minutes of the game, the comeback a little bit, and then UConn pulled it away.
Mm-hmm.
And then I actually was awake, surprisingly enough, to watch the One Shining Moment. So,
nah, man, this weekend was event filled, man. Whether it was 2 days of WrestleMania, or like I said, the women's Final Four, or like you said, the March Madness Men's Final Four. So, just thinking about, I don't know, UConn's run Oh, no, no, Florida Atlantic. Let's talk about Florida Atlantic first. Florida Atlantic, man, it looked like it was going to happen. And, like, they didn't even call timeout. Lamont, they didn't, like, you know, they just went with it. San Diego State went with it. And, boom, he hits the shot. And that was, that was heartbreaking, man. If you was, you know what I mean? If you got two, you know what I'm saying? You got two teams here that, you know, kind of got Cinderella slippers on. You know what I'm saying? But, right. You know what I'm saying? You pick a dog in the fight. And you kind of learn their story and absorb their culture. I mean, you know, I wasn't necessarily, like, totally put thumbs down to San Diego State, but, like, you know, you find out Dusty Mays, one of them guys, IU overlooked again, Indiana school, you know what I mean, Dusty Mays, you know, coach of the year in his professional conference. And, actually, I think he was national coach of the year. If I, you know, they got two different, they got AP and they got the other one, man, so I don't know. But I know he won one of them, so. But the point is, man, so, again, Florida Atlantic, heartbreaker. But, like I said, you know what I'm saying, Lamont Butler, again, that I mean, his name is in stone. Hell, that was the biggest nine. That was his ninth point that night. That was the biggest ninth point in college, you know what I'm saying, in college, at least in my mind. And I follow college basketball like that. The biggest college, ninth point in college basketball history, man. So, unfortunately, they couldn't get the job done on Monday, man. Just too many. It's like UConn didn't have any. It's not like they're overly dominant. It's just like they just don't have any weaknesses at anywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So they're led by Jordan Hawkins. Everybody's going. You know what I'm saying? Y'all met him. He's been on my radar since probably like last year. He's one of the other. He's one of these high profile guys that kind of stick around. He took a chance on himself. Stuck around campus. Instead of going to the NBA and getting, you know what I'm saying, automatic G League red shirted or whatever, right? You know what I'm saying, designation. Mm-hmm. But he's probably going to make the jump here in a couple. You know what I'm saying? I'd be shocked if they run that back with him, you know what I'm saying, as the leader. But, man, everybody, you know what I'm saying, they got an introduction to what, you know what I'm saying, this brand and era of UConn basketball. Danny Hurley inherited. Brandon, you should have sent your resume up there a long time ago. To be an assistant or something, man, up at UConn, man, because everybody who coaches there, they find a way to win there. You know what I'm saying? Whether it was Kevin Ollie or Danny Hurley, you know what I'm saying, or even some of the all-time greats, man. But, it was a great run for them. I don't think nobody's going to necessarily call it every dominant because they had some skip-ups in the regular season along the way, but their tournament, like, look at the scores. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That'll tell you that right there will tell you better. I can show you. So, you know what I'm saying? You tip your hat. Danny Hurley, man, think about Danny Hurley, man. I watched Danny Hurley play as a collegiate player. I do believe he played in Seton Hall. Somebody's gonna correct me if it's not Seton Hall, but I do remember he was the last. He had a couple accolades during that time, but it's nothing compared to like Danny. I mean, nothing compared to like Bobby Hurley, right? So, now this is something else that they can talk about at the dinner table. Well, yeah, Bobby, you got your two national championships out of player. I got one as a coach, and Bobby's kind of middling to mediocre out there in Arizona State. But again, man, what a great story! UConn is a real blue blood. Out here trying to think.
Are you out there struggling
to that point again?
Yeah, I always get sad at Final Four time because I realize I only have three basketball games left in the season. And I will tell you this: it's hard watching all of March Madness and then going and turning on an NBA game. It takes some time to adjust. Back to watching an NBA game. And I mean, I thought it was good. You know, this season it was already unpredictable. So it just shows now that it's officially unpredictable this year with what you had, the runs that you had. And we'll mm-hmm. see. I've already seen some early. And here's the thing, John, do you remember back when we did this show and I told you that the last 12 national champions have been ranked in that week 6 Associated Press poll?
Mm-hmm.
You remember when we were going through that and I named all 12 teams that were in the top 12 teams in that that week 6 AP poll? So I mm-hmm. went back after the game Monday night. I was like, all right, well, let's see where UConn was. They were third. So we should have seen it coming, right?
Should have seen it coming.
Yeah, but yeah, I've seen UConn, Kansas, Purdue, and somebody else I've seen as the top four early preseason poll for next year. I mean, we haven't done with the transfer portals yet. So speaking of transfer portals, John, Hunter Dickinson, gone. Obviously, we talked about it last week a little bit. Indiana might be going looking kind of that way. Caleb Love, North Carolina, gone. We talked about that. Zach Edey hasn't made a decision yet. I think they're from what? Maybe they're waiting to see how much money he can get to stay for NIL. If he can get about a milli, he'd probably stay, I think, with NIL deals. He just did win the Wooden Award, so that was congratulations to him. IU's had some people transfer out. No news on the Purdue front yet. Bronny James still hasn't decided where he's going to go. I think it's USC or Oregon, personally. If you twist my arm, I think it's one of those two teams. So with USC coming, I mean, Bronny only played probably 1 year, and then he'll try to go pro. So, the transfer portal is going to change up a lot of the college basketball landscape, and I'm kind of excited to see what happens with it.
Yeah, because here's the thing, man. There's transfers that happen every year. We just don't – we never, like, really cared about it. You know what I'm saying? Because it was whatever disgruntled player that was on Illinois' bench or whoever's bench that wanted to transfer to some mid-major or some mid-major guy who had a great season and he finally, you know what I'm saying, moved up or whatever in weight class. So we're just hypersensitive to it, and now the things that it kind of impacts, the NIL impacts it, and then the potential – and like I said, the extra year that guys can kind of cash in on, like you said, with Zach Edey, why can't he cash in on $1 million deal? You know what I'm saying? I know it's crazy to say $1 million, and hell, but like I said, he just turned in, he was Naismith Player of the Year. Oscar Tshiebwe turned in $1 million to Kentucky. So surely, you know what I'm saying, the Purdue, you know what I'm saying, whoever, however that kind of built up or whatever. Because Zach Edey can also – you know, technically see his fortunes go at a professional level, however that is, the NBA or even across into the European leagues, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying, because they still play, you know what I'm saying, big man basketball over there. So it's going to be very interesting to see how everything's kind of shake out. That Purdue did have a defection today with Brandon Newman, but he's a senior in the transfer portal. I would be kind of just questioning. Well,
I'm not amiss to that.
He's in the portal. But
not shocking. We kind of talked about it during the season a little.
Well, listen, I do believe, ain't he a senior? So, like, how long?
No, he was a junior. He was a junior.
Was he? Well, heck, man, you know, how long do you really want to hang around if you feel like you didn't get enough playing time and you know somebody else who's coming in potentially could take your playing time? You know what I mean? Here's what I will say, Brandon, and if you correct me if I'm wrong. The difference, you said it, bro. Like, the NBA is like a lot of, like, you know, like eventually, like, they'll play hard, but, like, you got to get them to play hard. You know what I'm saying? They've already got the money to, you know, say to satisfy, you know what I mean, to whatever, you know what I'm saying, and everything else in the play. Like, they all don't want to play here anymore, then things are supposed to automatically make happen. And it happens. So they got the power, too, excuse me,
right?
And to a degree, you know what I mean? And in college, you got guys playing hard. You got guys now that are paid through NIL deals and whatever other commercial deals that the school allows them to have or whatever. And you know what I'm saying? You guys got, you know what I'm saying, trying to potentially put the goods on display, trying to get to the NBA or trying to get to a league in China or trying to get to a league in Europe or trying to get to a league in Australia, because there's professional basketball everywhere. That'll pay, that's playing six figures and more. So, like, that's what's the most intriguing thing to me still about college basketball, man. Like, Zach Edey can cash, like, yeah, he shouldn't be able to blink and say, hey, man, well, Purdue can't give me $1 million. And maybe, and I don't think nobody else is going to kind of price match that. I'll be honest with you. I don't. Because this is a unique thing. Like, they would offer. I can't see Duke saying, okay, Zach Edey, come over here and put $4 million. It's not going to happen. They, you know what I mean? They, not for him, you know what I mean? And I don't see that for anybody else, to be honest with you. So it is a very unique time we are in. There's really no rules or regulations around it. And, like, but, again, there is. Like, guys still got to go to school. So that's what they still got to go to class and all that, and they still have to, you know what I'm saying, go to practice And, you know what I'm saying? But, I dude, the college basketball, I love it. I got nothing to say, nothing bad about it. Not at all. Not right now.
Okay. NBA, John. The NBA and the Players Association shockingly agreed to another 7-year deal. They're going to add a second salary cap that's going to curb the luxury tax to $17.5 million max. So it's going to curb teams like the Warriors and the Clippers from whatever they want in luxury tax. It's going to create more spending and trading for the middle teams in the league. And then there, another rule is 65-game minimum if you're going to be considered for an award. The in-season tournament will count towards the regular season. The last two teams that play in that championship game, you were like, well, Brandon, that's 83 games total. Well, that game is not going to count towards the standings. It will just count for the final of the in-season tournament. John, I know you're simplest, and you are not happy with this.
Man, I kind of came off the craziness. Man, I was like, a mid-season tournament. So you got to have – I thought it was extra games. It's not extra games. It's just built into your regular season. But you got to have some type of mid-season tournament. Let me get a ring. Let me get a whatever. Because they're going to put some type of trophy into this. Yeah, y'all know this. They're going to be an MVP. But, like, so who's the real champion at the end of the season? And then what
the NBA champion,
I'm supposed to watch, but like the mid-season tournament champions, they
won. I don't mean shit.
Damn, Brandon, you know, already kicked it down the curb, man.
It doesn't.
It's going to happen in pockets of the United States. The mid-season tournament is not going to travel to your city. It happens until like next year, I guess, whenever it's supposed to start. I think the earliest it's supposed to start 2024. It's going to be in Las Vegas. It might come in and out, so you get hyped, you know what I'm saying, from it. But, like it basically torpedoes the regular season, does it not?
I don't think that bad.
Man, I don't like it, but the NBA wants it. I don't get it why they figure they have a great world-based audience. I don't get it, man. They didn't wussified the rules so that scoring is now important. They've also wussified the rules to where, you know what I'm saying, folks, they'd even call here on Crossroads Sports, think it's better to get a lottery pick than it is to make the playoffs. But, hey, man, it's the NBA it's the upside down version of the NBA for me, man.
Okay. What else do I have? Zeke Elliott signed with the Philadelphia Eagles. That's going to be interesting to see him in an Eagles uniform. Got away from Jerry.
Man, is that official or was that an April Fool's joke? That might have been an April Fool's joke.
Did I get burned on that?
Brad,
Uh-oh.
AFD's April Fool's Day, man.
Apparently, I guess he hasn't signed yet with anybody. Damn, I did get fooled. Okay. I don't think it was even Fool's Day when I saw it. Yeah, he's out.
He's out, man. That's crazy.
That's fine. That's what they need to do. Peyton Manning's coming in.
Oh, boy.
You got to make way for Pay-Pay.
You think Peyton is going to be a Peyton and Peyton production?
Absolutely.
We better get it out there, man. Can you better put a patent on that. Peyton and Peyton.
I know. I need to get a
Peyton
shirt,
and
man.
Peyton production. You better hurry up and get a patent on that, dude.
Pay-Pay. The shirt will just say Pay-Pay. It'll have their faces on it. WrestleMania, John. Let's talk WrestleMania.
Go ahead.
2 days, WrestleMania. First show, second show. Usos and Owens and Sami Zayn match, obviously off the charts. Zayn and them win, which was awesome. I actually liked the first night of WrestleMania more than the second, but I did enjoy the main event, Reigns and Rhodes, and I understood the long story that you're going to want to tell But you also did shit on a lot of people who thought that that was going to be the story that ends it right there. And can't do that with the tribal chief, because if he gets rid of it, John, we lose him. We're going to lose him for 6-7 months on vacation or whatever. I like all the bangers that he's putting out there right now. Keep the tribal chief title on him until you decide when you want Rhodes to take it. Rhodes is going to take it. Let's be real. He'll take it. I don't know when. Is it going to be SummerSlam? I honestly think it could be at the King of the Ring tournament in Saudi. Unfortunately, I really do, because that pay-per-view is one day after Roman Reigns' 1,000th day reign. So,
all right. So you look at the number part of it.
Yeah, I just think 1,000 days, and then the next day is the King of the Ring tournament. It just sucks because the King of the Ring tournament for that, it'd be great pay-per-view to do it at. The problem is it's overseas in Saudi Arabia, and I'd like to see Cody win it here in the States. But, I mean, think about it, though, dude. Think about what Monday's ticket sales would be for Raw and then for SmackDown for him the first two times he's back here in the States. I don't think it's stupid. Where I have a problem is now that I texted you and I said Vince McMahon's an official employee. Typically, the WrestleMania Monday is one of the most popped, hyped shows of all time. John, it wasn't. It was okay, but it wasn't the greatest, and some of the shit didn't make sense. And then there's a report that came out Tuesday morning that I read that Vince McMahon ran the show Monday night. So he is back running the fucking show again.
In a lovely new brown mustache.
Dude, he looks like he should be tying some maiden to the train tracks in a cartoon.
Be careful. He looks like he's like the villain. Oh,
yes.
My God. They closed.
Jasper or Jesper, whatever his name is.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what I'm talking about. That was your cartoons back in the 60s.
Oh, wow. That's not me, man. Anyway, listen. Back to WrestleMania. I would say I think I like pretty much both days. Pretty much, I think the better matches were on. I think the better, like, you know what I'm saying, storyline matches were on the first night. The second night, man, that dude, what's his name, Osmo? Almost? That dude is huge. That dude is huge.
Yeah, but he sucks.
He's a bad mover, but like they should never put the camera on him and Brock when they stand face to face. That was horrible. And Brock Lesnar is a big dude. This dude towers over Brock Lesnar, but man, and in great pageantry still, man. Stephen A was there at WrestleMania. Johnny Knoxville, even if y'all know people consider him a C-lister celebrity, he was there. I know I'm missing somebody, man. And other celebrities that were there, man. But, like, again, man, the pageantry of WrestleMania, you can't necessarily compare it to the Super Bowl or the NBA Finals. It's just kind of its own little thing, man. And it's unique in it's like, you know. I enjoyed it. Like you said, Raw was a bore.
Yeah, we know why now.
Yeah, we've heard this before, maybe like 20-something years ago, but like never really after out. When you come out of a WrestleMania, it's supposed to, like Raw, it's supposed to like really pop. And Raw didn't really pop. So hopefully they get things. But what's going on, Brandon? What's the deal with the UFC? Is it going to merge?
No, they're not going to merge. They're still going to be separate entities, but it's easier for a crossover if they want to continue doing that at times. I know you sent me the picture of your boy, Conor McGregor, but that's just Conor being Conor. The title ain't going off the Tribal Chief. The only person that's going off would be Rhodes. But the Tribal Chief is the Tribal Chief. You acknowledge him. And I mean, it's a hell of a purchase, $9-point-some billion, right? I mean, I watched Vince McMahon on CNBC on Monday when they announced it at noon, and I'm like, I see the villain there with his little mustache. That, by the way, that mustache, John, that's maybe the lowest mustache I've ever seen. There's so much room between the bottom of his nose and his lip. Unbelievable. I don't even have that much room. But anyways, Yeah, what's your thoughts? It's great money. I'm glad to see nothing's going anywhere. They're going to keep it. Nick Khan has seen got a promotion. I got really worried when they were talking about TV and media negotiations, but they are sternly into still their negotiations with Peacock. What I think it's going to end up doing, John, is I can see them going away from their live premium events that they have on the network. I can see that going back to a pay-per-view like UFC. I really do, and that's going to suck.
Right, because we technically still pay for Peacock. It's just not as much as you pay for a live pay-per-view.
Right, 50 bucks, shelling 50 bucks a month.
Right. And, hey, man, make Peacock. Y'all better start pumping up the Peacock communication, let everybody know what's on Peacock. I think sometimes even I forget, you know what I'm saying? After I do all my Jeopardy and Law and Order and Nike, they brought back Nike for it, man. It's corny, but I still like it, right? But, yeah, man, WrestleMania and all that wrestling content is definitely on Peacock. And I think, like I said, sometimes people forget about it. But, no, man, great WrestleMania weekend. I want to say I don't know where you put it in your WrestleMania of all times, man. But, it was a great WrestleMania weekend. I can't really say there was anything. Dominic and Rey Mysterio.
I liked the match. I liked the match.
Yeah, but
what about your man Logan?
That, man. You said who now?
Logan Paul.
I don't want to see Logan Paul no more. We're done with that.
Oh,
I mean his gimmick they was running with him, man. It borderlines with Miz's gimmick anyway, so it kind of blurs the line, man.
Hey man, so, I know I wanted to ask you. Hey man, Shane McMahon. If you're a McMahon,
God,
you tear your quad.
Failure.
Oh, my God. I saw it happen live, John. I was like, oh, my God, I got to text you this immediately. Oh, but,
He must have been stretched before he got into the ring, man. Or something,
but shout out Snoop Dogg with the improvised punch. Somebody asked me if Miz was the new It guy. He was going to get his big push again. I don't think so. I think Miz knows his place with the company. I think he likes his place with the company. He'll take some shit here and there, and, yeah, he'll kind of give it out a little. But I don't think he's going to be doing anything big. Again.
They won't be – right. They he's had his little run. They're happy with – if you know – you're right. He's happy with where he's at, and he's happy with talking on the mic and maybe not necessarily taking bumps every night, but just taking like a little bitty punch from, you know what I'm saying, whoever. And then he, like I said, you get a shit, so, yeah.
NBA real quick, John, before we got one more topic after NBA. Pacers, holy cow. Pacers are down by 16 to the Knicks currently, which is great. Pacers need to lose. I don't know if anybody's ever heard that me say that thousands of times. Pacers need to lose right now because if they can just lose these last two games, they can easily go up to the 5 or 6 position in the draft. Because right now I think they're 8 or 9. I think they're 8 right now is where they currently sit. But it's time to just tank it. And I don't know who they got playing. But yeah, 34-45, they're tied with Washington and Orlando, which is – something that you can have opportunity. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, they can move to 5th if Washington, Orlando, and Portland all win. They can move up to the number 5 pick. So we'll see. The Pistons have completely just shut down, John. They've lost 10 straight. They want to make sure that Victor Wembanyama. And here's the thing, Wembanyama, we're going to be dealing with him in the Central Division. It's going to be him, Jaden Ivey. A lot of these youngsters out there in Detroit, so they're stacking up that roster out there. Dallas Mavericks have a problem. They've lost 3 straight. They're now 11th in the West.
It's over.
You say it's over. It's over.
It's over. It's over.
What about the Los Angeles Lakers? I know you were ready to leave them for dead. They've won 4 straight.
Hope Springs Eternal. Anthony Davis is playing like his old self. LeBron James is playing more facilitator.
Huge game tonight.
Not messing up the chemistry because the team actually was winning games when LeBron was out. So LeBron's back. the Lakers feel that they have a chance to make a little noise in the potential playoff run.
Yeah. Lakers-Clippers tonight, 10 o'clock. They both have the same record. LeBron and Anthony Davis are both questionable for tonight, but I think they'll I think they'll play. DraftKings is trying to sway you to take LeBron over 30 points tonight. I don't think he's going to have over 30 tonight. I don't think he's done 30 in the last how many games? It's all been AD. LeBron. Well, shit. I take that back. He had 37 on Tuesday.
He scored some points. Yeah, he scores some big points, man. But he's kind of
He had 37 last night. He ain't going to have 30 tonight. DraftKings is trying to take your money. He ain't going to go back-to-back 30.
He had a couple 18s in there, so I don't think he'll have a good game, but it might not be 30. It might be 27. There you go.
Still lose your money, though. John, how would you feel if I told you at the beginning of the season, if you put $20 on the Sacramento Kings to win the division, I said, John, hey, take this $20 I'm going to give you. Put it on the Sacramento Kings to win the division.
$20.
And enjoy it. $20. Do you know how much that would have won you?
How much? A million? Not a million. Not a million.
$80,000.
Wow. I can make $80,000. Woo, that's still better than nothing.
$80,000. It would have won you $40,000 for $10. They were plus 4,000 to win the division beginning of the season.
I can never. I would never guess that. I can tell you make a playoff run to win the
I get
division.
Sick to my stomach when I see those tickets that they post on Twitter. I'm just like, God, why the hell didn't I think of something like? But I mean, it's the nobody thought that they would have won the Pacific. I mean, look at the teams that are out there in that Pacific. You know, I mean, you've got the Suns, Warriors, Clippers, Lakers. Everybody would have thought those four teams would have won it.
Right.
So. Yeah.
Sacramento Kings, the bombers, like the beans.
That's right. John, it's Masters Week, one of my favorite weeks of the year. Today was the par 3 contest. There was 5 aces going on. Huge, huge tournament this weekend. It's going to be mixed. Today was probably the best day of the week there. Tomorrow, they'll get part of the first round in, and then there's supposed to be a chance of thunderstorms Thursday, and then it's supposed to be severe storms on all day Friday, all day Saturday, and a little bit on Sunday. So this tournament could get pushed back to Monday and Tuesday, possibly, depending on how much rain they get there and if they can get everybody in. So this is not the type of tournament that Tiger Woods needs to be playing. It's supposed to be about 58 degrees or so, and after the storm front comes through. So that's not going to be good for Tiger playing on the cold temperatures. He needs to be playing with a warm, like 80s and stuff for him. Between that and the ground slippage, that's not good for somebody who's got a bad leg and back already to be possibly slipping on a shot. So I'm not looking too happy right here for Tiger Woods. Rory McIlroy, actually Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, and John Rahm are your three heavy favorites. Those year three, Schefter is the defending champion. He looked good today as well. Tony Finau, Jordan Spieth are next, and then Justin Thomas and Dustin Johnson are both 22-1. Morikawa 28-1. I kind of like Morikawa at 28-1. Brooks Koepka is 4-1. I mean, you could always put something on Brooks, but I think he wants to perform better than he did last year. Last year, he didn't even make the cut, and that pissed him off. If you watch that Netflix documentary. Tiger Woods, 90-1, and Gordon Sargent, 300-1. Now, I don't think he'll win, but I may put $5 on it. I think he'll make the cut. John, Gordon Sargent is a rookie, he's an amateur. He got a special exemption to play in the Masters this year. It's the first time that this exemption has happened in the last 23 years. It went to Aaron Baddeley in 2000. He was the NCAA tournament or NCAA national champion last year. Gordon Sargent was. He's 19 years old from Vanderbilt, top-ranked amateur in the world, reigning champion, playing at the Masters, special invite. The Duke can hit the ball a country mile, I'm telling you. And even if it's wet out there, that ball's still going to go deep. You want distance. because you're not going to get the role. I kind of like this kid out there. I watched his interview today. I liked what I saw. Gordon Sargent, 19, I think he'll make some noise in the Masters this week. I'm kind of pulling for him to make it through the weekend as an amateur. So,
you mentioned my guy, Colin Morikawa. I didn't hear where you have Fitzpatrick at, or even John Rahm. If you glazed over,
John Rahm was third. I said Rahm. He was third in odds.
Okay, Brooks Koepka. Again, a name everybody should kind of be, have their ears to the, to the ground on, as far as like, as far as the field is concerned, I think. I'm, when MasterCon comes around, man, I turn to automatic spectator. Tiger Woods, man, he's battled a lot, man, but like you said, man, this ain't necessarily the event for him, and he ain't the same old Tiger, so. Take that long shot money and put it on somebody else.
Other long shots I like, if you want to put sprinkle it on, Patrick Cantlay plus 2,000. I think he's got a good chance to win this weekend. And I also like Jason Day. Here's the thing with Jason Day. Jason Day used to be really good. He's won a major championship. He's got vertigo. He's had back injuries. So he's pulled out of events after the first round, so you're not sure if he's going to even make it through 72 holes. But he's got that possibility to win. You're going to get good odds with him as well. And it's just a matter of when they're going to finish this damn thing, too, because I think they're going to get Thursday's round in, part of Friday's, and PM guys that are supposed to play Friday afternoon, I think it's going to be bad weather. They're not going to be able to get their rounds in. And then Saturday looks really, really heavy rain. As long as there's no lightning – and heavy, heavy rain, they'll play. So we'll see what happens. But Masters weekend going into Easter, big, big weekend here.
Big weekend. I'll be watching. Is there any races going on this weekend, Brandon?
Last weekend, IndyCar was in Texas. I thought it was one of the greatest Texas races of all time. They worked the second groove. They worked on getting that groove better for this year. And it was a great, great race, won by Joseph Newgarden. I had some money on him, so that was great to see. Joseph Newgarden won that race. IndyCar is not racing this weekend, but NASCAR is in Bristol, the short track, half-mile short track. Usually it's the concrete where it's the half-mile track and crazy tempers flare. Well, they're doing it again this year, Sunday night. Easter Sunday night at 7, they're back at Bristol, but they're going back to the dirt track. So they replaced the concrete with a dirt track.
Oh my
God. The NASCAR is going to be on a dirt track.
Okay. Okay. Well, I can bounce around that. I know it ain't to me. It ain't like Final Four, man, but I definitely enjoy, the fast boys on IndyCar, So I know we'll be talking more IndyCar as here locally as we get closer to May and the Indy 500 date. And I know we have some other guests and whatnot that'll be coming on. Our homie Danny Bridges from the Indianapolis Recorder, he'll be coming on and kind of, download a whole lot of racing on this. And I think there's a race the next day. A bigger IndyCar race the next day when he comes on. I think he comes on like April 20, whatever. A couple more.
Let me take a look real quick.
I think it's April 20. We have Danny on the week of April. It's like 20. That Wednesday, April 25th or 24th, one of those days.
So there's a race on the 16th in Long Beach, and then there's a race on the 30th in Alabama.
Yeah, I think you're going to one of them races. Or
probably Alabama.
Yeah, so we've been chopping up with him about that. So, and a bunch of other things, anybody knows Dan's been on our show before, he knows racing, whether it's the stock car or NASCAR. You know what I'm saying? So,
absolutely. IndyCar, or excuse me, MLB baseball started, so we're just now starting in the swing of things.
Reds, what are they going to do, Brent?
The best thing happened today that the Reds could have happened, and they had a rainout, so. I'll take it. So, John, you want to close us out, my man?
Folks, man, like I said, me and Brandon, man, I know folks are following us, man. Just keep keep us in your thoughts and prayers, man. I don't want to compare them or anything like that. Just keep us in our thoughts, man. Crossroads Sports, we are about the community. Me and Brandon could not do this show without our friends and our fans to kind of, communicate with us and chat with us and text us and tweet us and Facebook us all throughout the day. And, that's what Crossroads Sports is about, man. And like, hey, man, guess what, man? Your two best buddies, Brandon Reef and Jonathan Burson, we're going through some tough times. And, like, though, we can kind of say it with a smile, and, we really do appreciate the support. I know Brandon does. I know I do. So if you reached out to me or him in the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or even for me, like, the last couple of days because I lost my dog, or Brandon, like I said, because he lost his grandfather's, I don't want to minimalize that in any way, If you reach out to either one of us, it is greatly appreciated, and the love will definitely be returned back at some point. Other than that, man, I want to say thank you to our Brandon. Even Purdue called and said, "Hey, man, we'll help you look for your dog." And I thought that was awesome. Wow. So, other than that, man, I want to say thank you, Scott K. Nichols, because he's been on me, our sponsor. He's been on me. He's like, "Hey, JP, call your manager. Hey, JP, go sit up, do this, man." Very helpful and very supportive. And then again, Indy Lost Pets and Found. Everybody listen to my voice, man. If you ain't already involved, I know if you're a pet owner, period, you should join that. It's a Facebook group, Indy Lost Pets and Found, man. Everybody, you see a stray dog, and it could be on this site, and you could
do the right thing, people. Do the right thing, because somebody's got him, and they just need to turn him in.
So outside of that, y'all, I'm gonna keep on looking. I appreciate it. Outside of that, man. Oh, I kind of Mavericks Coast Motorsport, man. Thanks to our last advertiser as well, man. So again, because I got a message from them and they retweeted some things for me and shared a lot of information as well. So, man, thank you everybody for listening tonight. Me and Brandon will be back next week, bigger and better, and hopefully a little bit more happier. So, outside of that, man, thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show. You can find more episodes on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Be sure to like and subscribe for more Crossroads Sports content.